the 4% rule, and the three-legged stool. Back in the day, those simple strategies did the trick in retirement, but we're not living back in the day. And the problems facing today's retirees demand modern solutions. That's why you're here. Welcome to Modern Money with founder and CEO of PCB Financial Advisory Group, Peter Bambara.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into the program. You are listening to the Modern Money Show with President of PCB Financial, Peter Bambara. I'm your host, Dana. It's always good to hear your voice, Peter. How are we doing?
We're doing great. Looking forward to the show. We have a lot of great, exciting things to share with everybody as we will motivate you to and through it. Let's rock and roll.
Let's get it done. So one of the things I want to start the segment with is summer travel, because I know a lot of you, we just kicked off the holiday. A lot of you are getting ready to head out. Maybe you are going to Europe. Maybe you are going to Mexico. They have studied this, Peter. Are you and your family going anywhere fun up this upcoming summer?
We're doing a lot of small trips with the kids.
Yep.
A lot of small trips. Not too far, nothing too crazy, but definitely a lot of small trips. We just actually got back from somewhere really, really nice, and it wasn't that crowded, which was great. And that's what we're hoping for, making sure we're trying to beat some of these crowds as we approach the summertime.
You got the Peter Bambara fast pass to vacation.
That's it.
So they've studied this. 40% of Americans say they plan to travel more in 2024 than 2023.
Wow.
And I think maybe that was people dipping their toe in the water in 2023, coming off the pandemic, the endemic. Like, are we ready to get back out there? But a ton of people say this is the year they are hitting the road. And so I've got some numbers for you, and then I want to ask you about this as it pertains to savings for these trips. 92% of travelers they asked expect to travel at least as much in 2024 as they did the prior year. The most popular types of travel include, like you just said, staying nearby, visiting family and friends. That's 46%. Beach vacations came in at 36%. And road trips came in last at 34%. No shock there with gas prices, right?
Sure.
So budgets, they say, will be higher than last year for almost 40% of respondents. Do you want to guess what percentage of people say they plan to spend $2,000 in 2024 on travel? That's not a lot of money. $2,000. You want to guess the percentage?
I want to say, I don't even know. Let's say 20%.
It's 72%, Peter.
So what?
Somebody's lying. 72% of survey respondents plan to spend upwards of $2,000 in 2024. Half expect, 48%, they will spend $4,000. Now let's get into the brass tacks here, because those numbers are skewed and you know it. More than 1 in 3 American travelers plan to go into debt for their summer vacations this year.
Oh, goodness.
That cannot surprise you reading those numbers.
Don't tell me that.
I know you don't like to hear it, but that's what they're saying. So how do you, when you sit down, like you sit down with your clients and you're figuring out what, you know, what is your dream retirement, or if you are in your pre-retirement years, people tend to undervalue travel when it comes to the cost of travel. Big time. $2,000, are you kidding me? That's 2 plane tickets and a couple of meals out. You're there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, believe it or not, when we talk about projections, and we do these reviews every single year, we talk about anything that's going to be major changing in your financial situation for this year, or even increasing your expenses due to travel and costs and so on. Believe it or not, some folks, they don't really think about, especially when they're retired, how much extra time they have on their end.
Yeah.
And there are times where they say, I'm bored. Let's go do something. Let's go travel. Let's go somewhere. And you have to incorporate X amount of thousands of dollars, because travel is very, very, very expensive. And these things are so crucial to review. And a lot of folks say they don't really travel that much, but they wind up traveling 2 to 3 times a year, which is, again, very expensive, to also dependent upon where you are traveling. So having a little bucket of extra money, extra funds, not an emergency fund, right? This is not an emergency for vacations, but you need an extra bucket of savings just so you can enjoy your travel. You know, you enjoy the years. Of course, you might be traveling more when you're younger versus when you're older.
Right.
And tends to pick up over time.
You know, I feel like I have friends that are older that have used a travel agent for big trips, like for Greece. Let's say you're going to Greece.
Oh, yeah.
You use a travel agent for that. So you're figuring out, where am I going to stay? How long is this going to take? How much is it going to cost? Like all of that stuff. And I think if you're working with a professional, they can help you come to that number. But most of us, when it comes to travel, I'm kind of willy-nilly. You know that, Peter. When somebody says, hey, do you want to go on a golf trip? I go, yeah, let's go. And then, you know, you look back at that credit card statement when it comes in and you're like, oh my gosh, I kind of thought it would be $4,000 and it ended up being six. And so it always goes back to the budget. And I know the different buckets of money that you help your clients draw from, whether they're in their pre-retirement years or they are retired, because everything is more expensive than you think.
It's so important to understand the spend down plan, the spend down strategy. It's not looking at your overall plan and say, hey, I'm going to take $2,000, $5,000 percentage and so on. It doesn't work like that, because that could be very dangerous. There has to be a plan of action. There has to be a reason as to why you would take it from here versus here. And that's all about planning. And planning is very, very, very important, especially when it comes to travel, especially when it comes to income and covering your expenses and your lifestyle. It's so important to understand what kind of plan you have in place for this.
Let's also just talk about geography and where you are traveling or where you are moving. I know you help people with this all the time, Peter. People might want to be closer to the grandkids. They might want to be further away from the grandkids. Have you looked at the tax implications of those decisions? When you are looking at geography, there are, every year they come out with a top 20 best places to retire and a top 20 worst places to retire.
Absolutely. Believe it or not, we tell folks that they should be parking themselves in certain areas for X amount of weeks, and if not, months, to make sure that they're comfortable in that area, especially when it comes to their lifestyle and their course, and making sure they're not too far from family and making sure they can travel back. So these are all very important things when it comes to your future goals, and if you want to relocate.
Would you say that it's okay to rent at age 65 or 70 for a while just to get the lay of the land?
Yeah, why not? What happens if you buy something and in 6 months you're not happy? That's not something easy to fix.
Sure.
Right? Because wherever you purchase, wherever you bought, hoping that the value of the homes are increasing, right? And they didn't go down. And then if you have to make a mistake or change, hopefully it's not a major mistake, but you should be renting for a short period of time just to get used to that location, that area, or even get a trailer. Park yourself in that area for X amount of weeks and see if you like the people, and see if you like the lifestyle, see if you like the atmosphere, the taxes, the costs, and you go from there.
You know, and talk to people who have already done that. I mean, you know, my parents, I told you, moved down south. They were planning on moving to Florida. Then a hurricane wiped out their town. So they moved a little further west. And I'm going to be honest, I don't know that they love it. I think they like it. But now that they have a home there, I don't know that they love it. And then let's talk about the interest rates. How are you helping your clients navigate right now if they don't quite have enough money in the bank to purchase the dream home in the area where they want to go with rates, you know, around 6-7%, it's not exactly the time to be buying.
No, it's probably not. And again, it really comes down to, one, most people are probably downsizing, which is good. Downsizing where is really the question. How much less work if you go into a community? You don't have to do certain things like shovel the snow in front of your home or take a removal of garbage and so on. So there are certain things that are good, and then there are other areas such as if you're going to go get a mortgage now we're talking about what, a 15, 20, 30-year mortgage?
Right.
And some of these things could be, you know, not helpful in the beginning stages, but it all comes down to your situation. Of course, you don't want to have a mortgage when you're retired, but sometimes, you know, depending upon your situation, it could be good debt versus really, really bad debt. But again, this comes down to the environment and where you're in. And we're hoping for rates to start to come down sooner than later.
So listen to this from Yahoo Finance. There are a number of reasons why you may downsize your home in retirement. However, while generally there can be financial benefits to downsizing, surprisingly, there are cons too, particularly in the current housing market and the economy at large. Mortgage rates have been getting steeper. You know that. And one of the experts they interviewed said, Peter, if your interest rate is below 4%, and mine is, it is probably better to keep your current home. because moving in 2024 will probably cost you more money. There's also a lack of inventory. Oh, yeah. I don't know what it looks like in the Jersey area. There's just not a lot on the market here.
Yeah, no. And you know what's another thing is, so rates, as they come down, it's supposed to slightly soften some of these prices. But then I'm hearing these experts saying, because right now there are so many people on the sidelines waiting for rates to come down before they purchase.
Right.
And in the event that does happen, they're saying now people will now come out and start a bidding war for those prices that hoping to go down because rates are going down. And that's just going to inflate some of these prices all over again.
Oh, so people will flood the market.
Time?
Like they will flood the market.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
oh,
even let me ask you this, Peter. What is the magic number, if you had to guess, percentage-wise, that people start flooding back into the market? Is it 5%? Because we're not going to see 2 or 3 again for a while, right?
Yeah, we're not going to see it. We might not even ever see 2% ever again. 3 might be lucky. 4, reasonable. 4.5, definitely sure, for sure. But we're not going to see this for a while. Think about this. It's taken 2.5 years so far, almost 3 years, for them to budget or starting to adjust the decrease of these rates. So this could take 2 years. It could take 3 years. We don't know. We have no idea. But it's not gonna take a couple of months for sure. It's gonna be slow and steady. They're gonna take their time because it's all about communication of inflation.
So talk a little bit about how you help folks figure the math out. And I found this article in Boston.com. There was a client in Houston who sat down with someone like yourself, Peter, and they did the math. They moved 90 minutes away. They got a less expensive home. They dropped their homeowner's insurance by 60%. Property taxes went down, but they still spent more on gas to commute here and there and water and relocation expenses. But in the end, they ended up saving monthly. You can help people put pen to paper and figure that out, whether it's a move, it's a vacation, any of that stuff. If you live in an expensive city, and Peter, my gosh, you live in an expensive city.
Yeah, definitely, for sure. This has to be planned out. First, ask yourself, why do you even want to move, right? You have to figure out what areas you think is reasonable. Also, wherever you're going to plan on moving, you don't want to be too far from airports in the event you want to travel. There's a lot of different things that you have to keep in mind.
Now, the airport's a big one.
Important.
Airport's a big one.
Oh, yeah, travel, for sure. You don't want to live where the airport's 3 hours away, right? 4 hours away. You don't want to do that. But there are areas certainly to look into, because they keep changing the statistics as to where the best cities to retire. Believe it or not, they keep changing. I remember I was doing a show about 6 months ago, and we couldn't believe some of the new states.
Yeah, weren't there a ton in Texas? I want to say like a ton of them were in Texas. I was like, what?
It was amazing. It was actually amazing what we were reading in regards to the statistics.
Look, help Peter help you with a spend down strategy. If you are confused about where to move, how to start spending down all of that money that you have spent so many years squirreling away, now is the time to get a handle on it. Give him a call, 1-800-880-8079, or the website pcbfinancial.com, and you'll actually ship them out a copy of your new book, Peter.
Absolutely. Give us a shot. Give us a call. We have a couple on the shelf still. We have to order some more. So give us a call and we'll ship out a couple copies of the book.
We're back with more straight ahead.
As the weather warms, the open roads begin to beckon. If you've been getting the itch to travel, call Peter at 1-800-880-8079 to make sure you have enough saved to keep the winds of adventure blowing in retirement. Imagine for a moment that an intense storm is pounding your house. Will your roof leak? Will the siding peel away? Will your basement flood? If your house is properly built and maintained, you'll be fine. But what about your 401k or your investments? The stock market has had a great run the last few years, but is its current turmoil making you feel uneasy? Are you confident your portfolio is built to weather a financial storm? Now may be a great time to have your retirement plan inspected. Call Peter Bambara at PCB Financial Advisory Group, 800-880-8079. Peter will examine your portfolio and show you if your investments are in need of some weatherproofing. Call Peter Bambara at PCB Financial Advisory Group, 800-880-8079, and have your retirement plan inspected at no cost to you. Don't let your retirement get caught in the rain. Call 800-880-8079. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC. Investing involves risk.
Hey, everyone. Welcome on back to the program. I want to remind you, if you text us, book, to 1-800-880-8079, we will ship you out a complimentary copy of Peter Bombara's book, Modern Money, Retirement in Any Economy, even this one. And Peter, you've made some updates to that, actually.
Absolutely. We actually have another one coming out. Give me another 2 months or maybe 2.5.
You're writing them faster than I can read them.
Book up. I'm kind of out. I did a lot of great stuff. I want to make sure I'm out, and I'm probably going to aim for at least 5 to maybe 10 books in the next couple of years. So we'll see what happens.
My goodness. 1-800-880-8079. Text book. And yes, he still has time to help all of you with all of your retirement needs, which is what we're here to talk about on the Modern Money Show. You can also go to PCBfinancial.com, PCBfinancial.com. Let's talk about COLA, because Social Security's COLA forecast has improved slightly for 2025, that cost of living adjustment that we talk about every year. But then I also ask you from year to year this question, Peter, is the cost of living adjustment keeping up with inflation and the rest of the stuff we're all paying for?
That's very interesting. And it's actually, I mean, it's obviously helpful that we're seeing these cost of living adjustments slightly change and tweak. Now, it's questionable in regards to what's going to happen in 2035, 2034, so on, and all the adjustments and changes they're going to be making to the system.
Right.
There's a lot of things that we're hearing, for sure. Maybe we'll cover on today's show, but try to understand what's going on today. Don't get too nervous what might happen in another 10 years or so.
So remember last year, Peter, they got a big jump. I think it was 2023 that it was an 8.7% COLA adjustment,
correct.
But inflation basically wiped all of that out. In 2024,
oh, yeah.
I think the increase is an additional 3.2%, which means you're going to be getting a little bit more money every month. And October is always a big month for seniors on Social Security because that's the month where they announce the COLA, right? But
yep.
Is it enough? And this is where you help people budget. It is so important, Peter. Talk about that.
Yeah, so we are projecting this average right now of about 3.2%. So that increase of 2024, 3.2%, that's kind of accurate. Now, I know what some folks might be saying, your grocery bill is up 100% in the
right.
first 2 years, and I get it. I know, because I see it also. I totally get it. But there are certain things that they are not putting in the numbers. And that's for a number of different reasons. But 3.2% is decent. It's not the best, of course, but that is decent based upon the average of what we do see in the past 100 years.
It's just one of the reasons where you need somebody in your corner who knows what this math looks like, because at first glance, you're like, look, it was 8% and that went up, then it was 3% and that went up, so that's more money in my bank account. But when you help people, Peter, look at the overall picture, and the overall picture is complicated. It just is. It's a lot more than just a couple of percentages that we're throwing at you here. And let's talk about Social Security. We know, we've been talking about this for a couple of years, that in 2035, benefits will start to be reduced. So I want to start out this segment with a conversation for those listeners out there who are in their 40s or in their 50s. What are you telling that group?
I'm actually being very straightforward with them and telling them, do not think that you can plan for Social Security. Don't even put that in the numbers. You know,
right.
If it's there, great, fantastic. But let's make believe it's not there, okay? Let's make believe it's not there. So you should be making sure that you are extremely, extremely strict and disciplined in saving. And
yeah.
Not just doing it at work. You should be also doing it outside of work, being extremely more diversified, getting a number of different asset classes under your belt. A 401k is okay, but sometimes a 401k is just not enough. So you need a game plan at work, and you also need a game plan for asset class diversification outside of work.
So then let's shift to those of us in our 60s. And I say us, I'm not in my 60s. I want to be absolutely clear on that. Those of you listening in your 60s, how important is it to start doubling or tripling down on that savings because of what's happening with Social
yeah.
Security?
There's a ton of uncertainty, and we knew this for a long time. It's not like we're hearing this for the first time. So taking this very seriously is so important. So your assets that you have in place, it's so important to understand that these are things that you have to figure out how to preserve. We have to make sure it's preservable. You have to make sure it's growing. You have to make sure you're taking money out the right way, not the wrong way. You don't want to over withdraw what you have in place, because we have to plan for today, tomorrow, and what might possibly come down the road. So if we're getting all this information and guidance, that's right, I'm saying guidance, they're telling us on paper, there's research that in 2035, we could have a reduction of income. And this is for everybody. So why don't we plan for that as soon as possible? Because we don't really know what's going to happen in 10 years from now.
Even if you have like a 401k, Peter, if you have a 401k right now, I always tell people, give Peter a call, have them test it. Have them test it, because you can say to people, look, you need to start putting away more or put something in a Roth. Like, there's all kinds of different things that you can do to get that accomplished.
Absolutely. You need to be stress testing that plan. And stress testing that plan is putting it to work. You're doing all kinds of scenarios and making sure that money is going to last for as long as possible. And look, it's not just income planning, right? We're talking about healthcare costs down the road. We're talking about long-term care. We're talking about taxes, the possible increase of taxes because of our national debt. There are so many different areas that we need to be looking at in order to understand how to stress test the plan properly.
So listen to this from Fox Business. U.S. adults believe they will need at least $1.46 million to retire in style. I want you to write that down, Peter. $1.46 million to retire in style, according to a recent Northwestern Mutual survey. That figure is up 15%, so that's good. People are understanding they need more. And let me give you an example. In 2020, people thought like $950,000 would be enough. People are starting to get it. Now they are saying $1.46 million. At the same time, here's the problem, the average amount Americans have saved for retirement has dropped to $88,000. That is 10 years off its five-year peak. That's the average amount people have saved. And they don't get into the, I hope it's not age 65 that you've saved 88,000. They don't get into how old the survey respondents were, but what does that 88 number say to you?
So these are things that actually bother me a little bit.
Oh,
when
sure.
When it comes to these stats and statistics and throwing some actual real numbers in the mix. Look, everybody is different. Everybody is unique in their own way. Everybody has a different lifestyle, a different need and want. So these are just very general ideas to look at. But at the end of the day, you should be stress testing your own lifestyle yourself. And it's interesting, Dana, because I remember them telling us it was X amount of years. For the longest time, it was $1 million. $1 million, save $1 million, you'll be fine. And that was for a very long period of time, like 10, 15 years, that long to save $1 million. Today, unfortunately, $1 million is not a lot of money. And if you go into some kind of assisted living or long-term care situation, you're spending six figures, an easy six figures. And if it happens to be both a spouse and a husband, this could be double. It could be $400,000, $500,000, $600,000 in just expenses for healthcare costs in the event that something happens. So it's very important to understand how to stress test the plan you have in place to make sure you can survive through retirement.
And look, you've been doing this a while, Peter, but I love this quote in this Fox Business article. It said, many of us watched our parents and grandparents enjoy a smooth transition to a secure retirement. They had pensions. They had Social Security. They had money squirreled away. It says today's investors are having a tougher time picturing that for themselves as we all grapple with inflation and concerns and running out of money in retirement. And I think part of the problem is, Peter, people are saying, well, I want to retire when I'm 60 and I've got $88,000 in the bank. That the money just doesn't, the math doesn't add up. And that's where you come in.
Yeah, it just doesn't add up. And this is why we had to talk about goal planning, goal setting, because you have to understand, you know, if there are certain debts that you have, these things should be taken care of before you retire. If it's not major debt, then we could talk about it and make sure it's covered. Another thing is also life insurance, believe it or not. Some folks tend just to get rid of their life insurance, especially their permanent ones, when they retire, when they don't understand how they should be using it differently, especially when it comes to passing on assets at the retirement account over sure. to a spouse or children that could be taxable. And if you have that life insurance, it could be a tax-free death benefit to help offset that tax debt. So there's so many different areas when it comes to planning, and so important to making sure you're crossing T's and dotting the I's, that all of these things are connected. It's like one big puzzle. and they should be communicating with each other.
You know, we talk about test driving a car, test driving a neighborhood, you can tour a home, all of those things. And I think, Peter, one of the things to remember as we talk about these important issues, people forget to test drive their retirement. And so I'll even say, like, if you're a boomer right now, if you're a Gen Xer, it's never too late or too early to start doing the stress test. You know, if you're planning on living where you are, if you're planning on moving, if you're planning on traveling, you can help people sit down and figure out what that math looks like. And then also the reality of what their math looks like. And I'm curious, what percentage of people come in and sit down to chat with you that are in great shape versus the percentage where you say to them, look, we've got some ground to make up here?
No, absolutely. Look, and this is also another thing. People, I believe, are nervous to see what's really happening and what's going on.
Yeah.
And life gets busy. I get it, you know, but this is probably one of the most important things that you should be reviewing and making sure you are on track. And it's not just happening once every 5 years or 10 years. This should be happening every single year, if not every 6 months. So these are things have to be reviewed, making sure you are up to date with the changes, making sure you are up to date with your plan in place. And if there are things that you have to do and make a difference on, you have to make sure it's done as soon as possible.
You know, you say, Peter, that every 20 years, the cost of stuff doubles, right? Let me give you an idea. In 1974, a 5-pound bag of potatoes was 83 cents. In 2004, it jumped to $2.25. And today, it's $3.29. And that's the other thing I want to remind everybody. Costs are not going down. Inflation is going up. That will affect your retirement, whether we're talking about a 5-pound bag of potatoes or a house or a car or a travel destination. All of that is impacted. You can help people sort it out.
Yeah, definitely, especially when it comes to inflation right now. I mean, we're having a very, very hard time for it to come down consistently. We're getting some great news, but it's not consistent. And this could last a year, two, or maybe three, and we just don't know. So in order to protect yourself, you have to understand how you are properly positioned, especially when it comes to interest rate risk.
Never been a better time. And I always say this, it's not too early. It's not too late to start wrapping your head around some of these issues. Do not wait. Give Peter a call, 1-800-880-8079, 1-800-880-8079, or go to pcbfinancial.com. You still have books left, Peter, that you can ship people before you write your next one. Just text book to 800-880-8079.
Absolutely. Check us out, pcbfinancial.com. There are also some articles on there as well if you'd like to download some. But give us a call if you want a copy of the book. More than happy to send one out.
Back with more straight ahead.
Your story is unique, and so is the legacy you leave behind. Connect with Peter Bombara at 1-800-880-8079 to start writing the chapters of your legacy and ensure it reflects your values and dreams.
It's nice when you can get everything on your list in one place, isn't it? Peter Bombara at PCB Financial Advisory Group agrees. That's why he offers comprehensive retirement planning all under one roof. You shouldn't have to go to one place for information about tax planning, another for estate planning, and another for retirement income planning. That's why PCB Financial Advisory Group was started. Peter Bombara wanted to build a company that could help families with all aspects of their retirement. PCB Financial Advisory Group is more than just convenient. They're knowledgeable and experienced. To set up a meeting with Peter Bombara and his team to talk about your retirement plan, all of it, call 1-800-880-8079. That's 1-800-880-8079. PCB Financial Advisory Group. One stop for a wealth of retirement solutions. 1-800-880-8079. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC.
Welcome on back, everybody. You're listening to The Modern Money Show with President of PCB Financial Group, Peter Bombara. I'm your host, Dana Wright. Want to remind everybody the phone number. It is 1-800-880-8079. What are you waiting for? Call now for your complimentary analysis. Let's get to the bottom of all of your retirement questions. And Peter, I know you can help people with their retirement anxiety, especially if they haven't picked up the phone to call. Sometimes you just need someone to say, hey, it's going to be all right. Let's plug in your numbers and take a look. It's going to be okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Give us a call. We can review this. We can talk about what's keeping you up at night, most importantly. But there are so many areas to cover. And on these segments and these shows that we do every week, we try to keep it very general, okay, to the best we possibly can, because there's so many amazing people in the world, so many unique areas where we could cover. But most importantly, it's all about that action. And the only person or individual could take that is you, who's listening to the show. And we're just here to guide you in the right direction. So make sure you give us a call, 1-800-880-8079, or check us out at pcbfinancial.com.
You know, so we can talk about anxiety all day long when it comes to your retirement and the things that you have questions about. Let's start with the good news. They've studied the people who claim they are happy and comfortable in retirement. And you always want to look at what people are doing correctly. And then to the extent that we can, model that behavior, right? So the Employee Benefit Research Institute did a study. And they asked retirees who say they are happy and comfortable in retirement, what are the things that you did to get you to this point, right? And we want to model those things.
Sure.
And generally, those groups of people that they studied had four things in common. Four things. And this is so simple. Now, attaining some of these things might seem like a mountain for some of our listeners, but it really doesn't have to be. All of the retirees that are happy and comfortable have the same four things in common. And the first one is a big one, Peter. They went into retirement with little or no debt. That's a no-brainer, but let's talk about it. How important is it to go into retirement with little or no debt? Clear the decks.
It gives you so much less stress, you know, not having any debt. It gives you so much less stress. And this is why this is so important. A lot of people actually within the, like, I want to say 2 to 3 years before they retire, they're trying to look at the overall picture and their plan, which is smart and good. And they try to figure out, okay, if we pay down this by this date and we pay down this by this date, we won't have it in retirement, right? Well, we won't have a mortgage. Our cars will be paid off and we don't need another car for at least 6 or 7 years or 10 years. Some people hold their cars until 200,000-300,000 miles, right?
Right. So,
but this is really smart though. This is really, really good not to have too much debt. Now, some folks, believe it or not, have a second home or vacation home. Their primary home is paid off, but their vacation home is not paid off. And when they have enough money in equity, or let's say a good sizable mortgage, sometimes it doesn't really pay to pay off that balance. So this is more of a personal opinion, right? It's all depends upon how much you're paying into interest versus what your rate is and so on and so forth. But the ultimate dream is what? The American ultimate dream is not to have any debt. But don't forget, there is some good debt and there's also bad debt to keep in mind.
And they don't get into the weeds of what do they consider little or no debt. I mean, my first question was going into retirement with little or no debt, are they counting the mortgage? Because most people would say mortgage debt can be good debt or better debt than a credit card debt, certainly.
Sure.
But generally, that number one bullet point is little or no debt. And let's get into the second key to a comfortable retirement, which is easier to me than the first, having a clear spend down strategy. What does that mean, Peter?
Wow. Okay. So this sounds like making sure you have a plan in place. So what does this mean? Look, retirement is almost like this one big puzzle, right? And it doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to be a million piece puzzle here. It could be like a 10 to 15 piece puzzle. It does not have to be hard, but you need to understand how the puzzle connects, how they communicate with each other. So spending down, okay, especially when you need income in retirement or you're forced to because we have required minimum distributions. And there's a number of different factors here. But to keep this straightforward, spending down, you know how much income is coming in from what asset class, whether it's your investments, whether it's income from other sources, a pension plan, and so on and so forth. But you understand what kind of return you need to give you X amount of dollars for income, okay? You're going to average it out pretty much for making sure it's lasting for the rest of your life. And then you understand inflation. So this has to be updated. And you also understand healthcare costs can actually be very, very high. So this is also part of the plan. And this is why it's never a set it and forget it kind of a scenario. It's tweaking as time goes on. So there's always planning happening, but making sure you understand how to properly spend down your assets and not a deplete, especially when it goes to up against very bare times in the world, making sure it's done correct is so, so important.
All right, let's get on to the key number three, having some sort of employer-provided assistance. I'm guessing there we're talking about the private company pension, some type of employer-provided assistance. How few people have that in today's day and age, Peter, compared to like, you know, our dads and our dads' dads who retired with a gold watch and a pension, you know?
Yeah. I mean, today, I want to say maybe one or two out of 10 people would actually say they have a pension. It's not a lot. It's not a lot. And times have changed. A lot of pension companies figured out that it could actually be very expensive to have a pension within the corporation. So they want to get rid of it over the years. So it's very important that you have as much control as possible. It's very important you understand what's called pension maximization. It's very important you understand what options would best fit you and making sure this money's lasting not just for you, but also the ones that you love. So it's customization within income planning. So everyone is different, of course. Everyone is unique in their own way. Those folks who actually have a lump sum option, traditionally, sometimes it makes sense to actually do it yourself and you could create your own personalized pension for protection of income and so on and so forth. But it's so important to understand your options. If you understand your options, you're going to be a very successful investor in regards to making these choices fit for you.
How many of your clients, Peter, want a spending paycheck in retirement? So, and let me explain that a little bit, where you have a traditional job your entire life, you're working, you know, 40, 50 hours a week, and most people are paid every 2 weeks, or maybe you're paid once a month in one big fat check and you have to make that money last. I think it is a mental transition for people in retirement that you no longer have that traditional paycheck coming in. You just have to have a spend down strategy. And I hope that you all listening do. And if you don't, need to call Peter, with what money you have and what money you can spend. How many clients want it set up so that they are actually physically paying themselves every 2 weeks or every 4 weeks in a sort of fake spending paycheck so they know exactly what they have coming in and what they have going out?
Most people do, believe it or not. People. Yeah. So when I sit down with folks,
we're creatures of habit. That's why we're creatures of habit.
100%. They're used to this lifestyle. And they pretty much say, Pete, I want to have a similar lifestyle and be comfortable when it comes to retirement. So I want to be able to feel like I'm having X amount of dollars coming in. Can I have X amount of dollars come in? I want to be able to do this, 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 and that. They have a bucket list of things they always wanted to do. And you know, in my book, in Modern Money, I go through these stages of retirement, and there's three of them that you should be aware of, especially your first decade where you're spending the most money.
Yep.
And you're most active and you're so excited about retirement. But I go through these stages in my book. So yes, we can create the consistency of income, but understanding when your wages disappear, well, how do we bring income in to make sure it's good enough and sufficient enough for your overall strategy, overall planning, your lifestyle? So that's a great question. And it all comes down to customization.
And so that brings us to our last bullet point. And this is the most obvious, I think, is that the most comfortable retirees all report having some type of guaranteed income. And that's your nest egg. What is your guaranteed income in retirement? And that number is going to be different for everybody. That's the money that you have worked and worked and worked so hard to squirrel away while you have been working all of your adult years. And they actually looked at this. Among those that they surveyed, Peter, comfortable retirees had an annual income in their savings between $40,000 and $100,000 and a nest egg between $100,000 and $320,000.
Wow.
Affluent retirees reported at least $100,000 in yearly income and assets of $320,000 or more. That probably doesn't surprise you. In the affluent category, you've got a spend down of around $100,000 a year.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely doesn't surprise me for sure. But it's important to understand your protected income, right?
Yeah.
Your protected income is the key to success. Why? Because we're always going to go through the ups and downs of this economy. All right. There's no smooth sailing. And if there was a point where it was smooth sailing, please let me know. Call me. I would love to know when the economy was just too good to be true and it was smooth sailing. There's always something happening, right? And even right now of what we're going up against, what we're going through, there's so much more uncertainty in the economy today that what you thought was working 5 or even 10 years ago, I'm telling you right now, it is not going to work going forward. It is not going to work going forward. We're at record-breaking national debt, and it keeps going higher and higher and higher and higher. And when that is going to cause major effects on people's taxes, it's going to cause a major up and down on the markets over time. There's so much more uncertainty today. This is why everyone needs not just a plan, they need a custom plan to fit them.
Now is the time. 1-800-880-8079. It doesn't have to be complicated. This doesn't have to create anxiety in your life. 1-800-880-8079 for a complimentary analysis. You can also text book into the body of that same number. 1-800-880-8079. Peter will ship you out a complimentary copy of his book, Modern Money, Retirement in Any Economy. You can email us at pcbfinancial.com. Go there. Tons of information on your website there, Peter, with so many of the topics that we cover every single week on the program. Go to pcbfinancial.com. We are back with much more on the Modern Money Show with president of PCB Financial, Peter Abambara, straight ahead. I'm your host, Dana Wright. Stick with us for much more.
Just as a well-built foundation supports a sturdy structure, a solid tax plan is the backbone of financial success. Talk to Peter Abambara at 1-800-880-8079 to build your tax foundation for a secure financial future.
Imagine for a moment that an intense storm is pounding your house. Will your roof leak? Will the siding peel away? Will your basement flood? If your house is properly built and maintained, you'll be fine. But what about your 401k or your investments? The stock market has had a great run the last few years. But is its current turmoil making you feel uneasy? Are you confident your portfolio is built to weather a financial storm? Now may be a great time to have your retirement plan inspected. Call Peter Abambara at PCB Financial Advisory Group, 800-880-8079. Peter will examine your portfolio and show you if your investments are in need of some weatherproofing. Call Peter Abambara at PCB Financial Advisory Group, 800-880-8079, and have your retirement plan inspected at no cost to you. Don't let your retirement get caught in the rain. Call 800-880-8079. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC. Investing involves risk.
Hey everyone, welcome on back to the program. You are listening to the Modern Money Show with President of PCB Financial, Peter Abambara. It is always good to hear your voice, Peter, and I know that you're going to tell people, go to the website, pcbfinancial.com, or text you. You can text book into 1-800-880-8079. You will ship them out a free copy of your book. You're working on another one.
Absolutely. Give us a shout. I got a lot of great news and excitement to share with everybody, but I don't want to release it all the information. So definitely check us out, pcbfinancial.com. Download a book or request a copy. I'm still free to mail one out to you.
All right. So I got questions. You got questions. We all got questions. We are going to be answering those in the mailbag segment this week. And I will remind you, you can also send questions to the website. You can text us questions and we go over those from time to time on the program as well. Are we ready?
Yes, let's do it.
Peter has not heard these questions before the program. We do this cold. We keep him sharp. We test his knowledge in this arena. Question number one, she writes, I am worried about ending up in or being able to afford a nursing home one day. What are some options for handling those types of expenses? And Peter, I'm going to start by saying this right now. Ain't nobody wants to end up in a nursing home. No one wants to end up in that space, but it can wreck your retirement.
That's scary. I mean, it's good that you're thinking about this because so many folks do not want to come up or even think about these areas, but you have to play with the what if game, right? We hope it doesn't happen, but we want to make sure we're prepared. So there are a lot of different newer versions of protection or insurance or long-term care in this area. And I just want to briefly share with you the old version because we tend to see this a lot.
Yeah.
The old version says, hey, let's pay this premium over time. You're going to get a nice letter in the mail saying, we have to increase the premium almost double, believe it or not. If you don't want to pay the new premium amount, here are five other options you can choose, and you can start lowering your benefits. That's option one. So another option is if you get rid of it now and you've been paying it for 10, 15 plus years, all that money is gone and you're not going to have any long-term care. Now, that was the older version. So a lot of these companies became smarter. And what they did was they figured out how to use policies today, the more modern versions of these policies for long-term care, in the event you never use it. Majority of your funds can grow tax-free. It can also grow with some small interest rate to it. It's not designed for growth, but it gives you a nice little inflation hedge. And then in the event you never use it, believe it or not, you can pass those funds over to your beneficiary.
Okay, that's important. That's important because I used to think that the long-term care thing was throwing money out the window like you would with traditional insurance. And if you never use it, it's gone. And I think a lot of people still have that in mind from the old model of what that may have been. Whereas now it's treated more as, I don't want to call it a savings account, but if you put it in and never ever use it, you do get something back.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's much better. They figured it out. A lot of people probably were complaining at one point, or they saw the sales start to come down over the industry. But this is definitely more modern version of it. Now, you can also do an option on life insurance. So you can have extra riders on your life insurance policy where you can access the death benefit while you're alive. So that's also another possibility. There's a number of different areas that you can do, but I'm really happy that you're thinking about this because this should be part of your overall plan. But most importantly, you have to make sure you can afford it. So this is why we talk about this one-on-one. We had to do the analysis on your income, your analysis on your lifestyle, your expenses, and see if there's any room to add something like this in your lifestyle.
Let's talk about the importance too, real quick, Peter, of just getting those numbers correct when it talks about your expenses and your lifestyle. You know, people might think, oh, we need $3,000 a month or $5,000 a month, but you really will sit down and be like, okay, let's talk about this. Like everything's more expensive than you think. And in retirement, those first 10 years, people spend way more than they think.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I write this in my book because there are actually three stages in your life when it comes to the different areas and stages in retirement. And your first decade, that's usually your most exciting decade.
Yeah, the go-go years.
Usually the go-go years. And it's so true because people, they don't plan the fact that they're going to have so much time, right, in retirement when they first retire. And think about this. You're excited. You have a lot of energy. You feel young. You're feeling good. You want to check off all those bucket lists, but you have to be careful because it can be very, very expensive the first 5 to 10 years. And this is why it's called a stage. It's the go-go years of your retirement besides the other two more stages. So it's very important to make sure you are extremely disciplined and you have a game plan getting into retirement.
Question number three, if we aren't sure we're getting the right guidance to help protect our income from potential retirement risks, what should we do? And here's what they list: market risk, healthcare costs, taxes, and inflation.
Interesting. What I would do if I was in your shoes is do what's called a stress test. We have to stress test that plan and put it up against all kind of weather market conditions. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to planning for income, you never rely on one resource ever. It's putting too much stress in one place.
Right.
Right. So you want to make sure we're looking at all areas and all angles. And it's good that you're thinking about this, but there has to be a proven game plan. And this is not something that you should be doing by yourself. I like the idea that you're thinking about it and you're looking at your overall plan and your picture to figure out what the best strategy would be. But why don't you do a strategy that's already proven? Why don't you review a strategy that has already been through the ups and downs of the markets? It's all about understanding how these things work. And don't reinvent the wheel. All we have to do is a stress test the plan, put it in place, look at all kinds of areas where the markets were up and down, and see how much you can pull out of that plan and give it a score. As long as we score it, and you have over an 85% success rate, you're in the right.
I love the next question because we get this in various forms all the time. And I know what your answer is going to be before I even ask, but we're going to go there anyway. How much, Peter, do you recommend I might set aside every year for retirement if I'm planning on retiring in 10 years?
Oh my gosh,
Peter, how much do you make? How old are you? Where are you living? Like every time someone, yes. And that's a good question. That's why this is so individualized, right?
so individualized. And we're going to be general on some of these things because obviously we don't know all the concerns. We don't know what your income is. We don't know your expenses is, your lifestyle. We don't know how much debt you have if you do. We don't know if you're going to want to buy a car before you retire so you don't have the extra expenses. So many different scenarios. What I recommend, we can always do a stress test review budget plan to understand what your expenses are. Reverse engineer the way you are thinking. I will love for you to max out your 401. I will love for you to max out your Roth IRA if you can. If you have a Roth inside your 401, max it out also. The most important years are right now. You have 5-10 years before you retire.
Yeah.
These are the most important years of your life. Maxing out every possible penny. And if that means you have to take one less vacation right now, that's fine because you're going to make it up when you retire. So try to save as much as you possibly can, and that's what I would recommend.
Are there income parameters to that? Like what if you want to start socking money away into a Roth instead of a 401k? Are there certain income guidelines where they're like, no, we're not going to let you do that? And if so, why do they do that?
Yeah, so there's always been guidelines. In 401ks, it's actually much different versus outside of a 401k. I'm really, really happy that they implemented this just roughly about 2 years ago when it comes to the Roth IRA and the 401k. Believe it or not, it took them over 40 years to figure out how and why they should implement a Roth IRA inside of a 401k. So many years ago, remember they said the good old saying is you put money away in a 401, you get a nice little tax deduction this
yes.
year. And when you retire, you're in a much lower tax bracket. And unfortunately, that didn't work out so well. So they are now becoming smarter, which is great. Only took them over 40 years, but that's fine. But now they're implementing them a Roth IRA, which I think everybody should participate in. I don't care if it has $100 in there.
And explain it, Peter. It's because you're socking away money then where the taxes are at a lower rate now, so that when you cash it out, when the taxes are at a higher rate, you're not getting dinged at that higher rate, correct?
Yeah. So if you believe, just like me, taxes will probably increase. What is one of the reasons why? It's very simple. We're at record-breaking debt levels as a country. Where is the revenue going to come from? The thing we think is going to come from taxes. So wouldn't it be a good idea put some things together today based upon your situation, if you possibly can, making sure you have these conversations today so your future self could thank you. So the money you put into a Roth IRA, there's no tax deduction, right? Not like a 401k. You get a nice little deduction for the year from your income. But you're willing to suck it up and say, okay, I'll put X amount of dollars in and this money will grow tax-free. In the event you need it down the road for income, it'll be tax-free. If you never use it, never touch it, perfect. Your beneficiaries will receive those monies tax-free. There's so many benefits over and beyond, and it's been around for a very long time, but up until recently, it's become extremely popular, all because of the concerns of taxes.
Go to pcbfinancial.com for more on that. Or a reminder, the phone number, 1-800-880-8079. We're going to wrap with this question because this is so germane to every single thing that we talk about and that you do, Peter, at PCB Financial. Can you tell us more about what goes into that written financial strategy for retirement? They write, I like to have something like a checklist to help me make sure I have everything covered. That's what you do. That's actually what you do.
Exactly. So we have to make sure we're covering all areas. A written financial plan, it's not just talking about investments, believe it or not. Investments are important, right? But it's really understanding ultimately what are you trying to accomplish. We'll use those investments at some point. We call them tools, and that's okay. But when you're younger, it's really more focused on tools. Today, we're going to reverse engineer the way we think. Let's first talk about the goals. Let's first talk about the strategy for those goals.
Yeah.
And find the tools that will be used for that strategy. So it has to be with your investments, your taxes, your income plan, your estate plan, because a lot of people forget to talk about the wills and the trust, their risk management plan. All of these things should be communicating with each other, because if you just focus on investments and only investments, you're totally missing out the concept of planning. That is not financial planning. That's not properly planning for retirement. Those are just basic tools that anyone and everyone has access to, but not everybody has a written financial plan.
And you can do it all under the same umbrella, pcbfinancial.com. Give Peter a call, Peter, 1-800-880-8079. always a pleasure to break down some of these very important issues with you that we do every single week on The Modern Money Show.
Looking forward to seeing you guys next week on The Modern Money Show. And don't forget to give us a shout and check us out at pcbfinancials.com as we have a couple more books left to hand out.
Make it a great week, everybody.
Thanks for tuning in to Modern Money with Peter Bambara. If you have any questions that come to mind, Peter would be happy to answer them. Just give him a call at 1-800-880-8079. That's 1-800-880-8079. PCB Financial Advisory Group, LLC is an independent financial services firm that utilizes a variety of investment and insurance products. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC. Insurance products offered through PCB Financial Group, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation. PCB Financial Advisory Group, LLC is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by PCB Financial Advisory Group, LLC. This radio show is a paid placement.
It's nice when you can get everything on your list in one place, isn't it? Peter Bambara at PCB Financial Advisory Group agrees. That's why he offers comprehensive retirement planning all under one roof. You shouldn't have to go to one place for information about tax planning, another for estate planning, and another for retirement income planning. That's why PCB Financial Advisory Group was started. Peter Bambara wanted to build a company that could help families with all aspects of their retirement. PCB Financial Advisory Group is more than just convenient. They're knowledgeable and experienced. To set up a meeting with Peter Bambara and his team to talk about your retirement plan, all of it, call 1-800-880-8079. That's 1-800-880-8079. PCB Financial Advisory Group, one stop for a wealth of retirement solutions. 1-800-880-8079. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC.
Imagine for a moment that an intense storm is pounding your house. Will your roof leak? Will the siding peel away? Will your basement flood? If your house is properly built and maintained, you'll be fine. But what about your 401k or your investments? The stock market has had a great run the last few years. But is its current turmoil making you feel uneasy? Are you confident your portfolio is built to weather a financial storm? Now may be a great time to have your retirement plan inspected. Call Peter Bambara at PCB Financial Advisory Group, 800-880-8079. Peter will examine your portfolio and show you if your investments are in need of some weatherproofing. Call Peter Bambara at PCB Financial Advisory Group, 800-880-8079, and have your retirement plan inspected at no cost to you. Don't let your retirement get caught in the rain. Call 800-880-8079. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC. Investing involves risk.